Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Samach Daal Amud Aleph 64a, but we are on the bottom of Daf Samach Gimel and Beis, and this is the last Amud in Maseches Brachos. So the Gemara is talking about all of the opening remarks and all of the shiurim and all of the drushas that the different rabbis in Keren B'Yavne were giving. So now we are up to the bottom where it says Pasach Rabbi Eliezer Ben Osher Rabbi Yosi Aglili B'Chvod Achzania V'Darash. So now it was the turn of Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who got up to go and give his drush, and he said Vayivarach Hashem Es Oved Edom Ba'avur Aron Ha'Elokim. So what this story is talking about in Shmuel Beis, this is a story where David wanted to move the Aron Kodesh back to Yerushalayim, and during the journey someone went a little close and died because of the Aron Kodesh. So he gave it to Oved Edom to go ahead and store the Aron Kodesh, which he did for 3 months. Isn't the matter a Kal Vachomer? Ma Aron, just as for the person who kept the Aron Kodesh, lo achav shasa elakibid v'ribid slafanav, this Aron Kodesh didn't eat or drink, but you just had to clean it and make sure it wasn't dusty. And for this, kach, that Hashem gave tremendous amount of bracha to Oved Edom, just for holding on to the Aron Kodesh. So someone actually brings in a Talmud Chacham into his house and actually treats him really extremely nicely, gives him food, drink, whatever else it may be. So all the more so they are going to get amazing blessing, amazing bracha. So ask the Gemara, Mahi bracha shebercha. So what is this bracha that Oved Edom got for housing the Aron Kodesh? So Amarav Yuda Barzvida Zuchamos Ushmona Kalosea. So he had a wife and he had 8 daughters-in-law. Shialdu Shisha Shisha Vikarasachar, who each gave birth to 6 babies at each time. They gave birth to 6 at a time. Shinemar Puasia Shmini Kibercho Elokim Koela Mibne Oved Edom Hemovneam Achem Ishchael Bekoach Lavoda Shishim Ushnaim LaOved Edom. So we see that they ended up being 62 out of these 9 people, or 8 people, 62 people came out of there. You have the 9 times 6 is 54 for all the kids, and then you have the initial people came out to 62. So we see how many people came and how many children he was able to have because of the bracha of the Aron Kodesh. Now we're going to have many teachings of Rabbi Avin. So I'm Rabbi Avin Halevi. Rabbi Avin Halevi says, Kol adochek es hashah, shah dochakto. So anyone who forces the moment, it's not your time to be successful, it's not your time to shine, but you force it, then the moment is going to leave you. And anyone who waits for the moment and is patient, it's going to happen. Things are going to work. Life is about time. We see this from the story of Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Sinai, because Rav Yosef was known as a Sinai, meaning he was a Talmud Chacham who knew everything. That's the term that they use for someone who just knew everything that was given at Sinai. He was a Talmud Chacham who knew everything. V'Rabba Oker Harim. And Rabba, he also knew a tremendous amount, but he was more well known for his analytical mind. And Itzrichalu Shaita. And it was at this time that they needed a new Rosh Yeshiva. So Shachalu Hasim, so they sent to these two rabbis. They said, Sinai V'Oker Harim, Eze Mehem Kodem. So you have one person who's a Sinai who knows everything. You have one person who's a Oker Harim who knows how to analyze like it's nobody's business. So which one takes precedence? Which one should be the Rosh Yeshiva? Shachalu Lehu. So the rabbis sent back them, Sinai Kodem. So they said, really, a Sinai goes first. Someone who knows everything is the one who should be viewed as the Rosh Yeshiva, because everyone needs just to know everything. Before analyzing everything, you just need to know everything. So even though this is the conclusion that they came to, Rav Yosef did not take the job. Why did Amrele kill Da'e? Because he saw certain astrologers, whatever it may be, where they said, Malchata Tartin Shnin, that once you become the Rosh Yeshiva, once you become the head of the Yeshiva, you're only going to be there for 2 years, then you're going to die. So he didn't want to die right now. So he said, okay, I'm going to wait. Malach Rabba Esrin Vitartin Shnin. So Rabba took over as Rosh Yeshiva and he was there for 22 years. Malach Rav Yosef Tartin Shnin Upalga. And then after Rabba passed away, so Rav Yosef took over the job for 2.5 years and then he died. So what we learn from here is that by waiting for his time to shine and by having patience, he didn't end up losing out on anything. He ended up ruling for those 2.5 years. If anything, he gained 1/2 year out of all of this. Now says the Gemara, Kohanach Shnei Demalach Rabba, Afilu Umnasa Lebeisei Lokara. And we're giving extra praise to Rav Yosef, where it says that all of those years that Rabba was the Rosh Yeshiva, where Rav Yosef probably could have been the Rosh Yeshiva, and obviously everyone respected him, he didn't try to take advantage of that privilege in any way. So much so that the bloodletter didn't even come to his house. He went to the bloodletter. Normally, you know, let's say you have someone who's of very high stature, so a barber will come to their house instead of them having to go to the barber. But Rav Yosef did not take advantage of any of these benefits while he was not the Rosh Yeshiva. Amar Rabbi Avin Alevi, and Rabbi Avin Alevi says again, so the pasuk we know in Tilum says that may Hashem answer you on the day of tzara, of distress, and may the name of the God of Yaakov strengthen you. So they ask the Gemara, okay, Yaakov, okay, Avram, it's luck. So it's only the God of Yaakov. What about Avram and Yitzchak? We have 3 of those. So answers the Gemara, Mikan la bala korish, yikanis ba'av yeshal korish. What we learn from here is that if someone's carrying a beam, you should go and carry from the thickest part. What this is basically saying is that Yaakov had the most achuyos because he had the shvatim all come from him. So we should start with Yaakov because we want to make sure that we get answers in our tefilos. Now, v'yam Rabbi Yavin Alevi, Rabbi Yavin has a third statement. Kol anena misu'uda shetalmid chacham shorli besocha. So anyone who benefits from a meal where there's a talmud chacham as a part of it, ki'u nena mizev ha-shchina. It's as if he's getting benefit from the shchina itself. Shenem Rabbi Yavo, Aram v'chozignei Yisrael lechol lechem v'chosin Moshe lefnei ha-elokim. V'chil lefnei ha-elokim achlu. Were they eating in front of Hashem? They weren't eating in front of Hashem. It was a meal with Yisro, Moshe, v'alol lefnei Moshe achlu. They weren't eating in front of Hashem. They were eating in front of Moshe. Lomar l'chash. What does it mean lefnei ha-elokim? Kol anena misuda shetamun chacham shorei v'socha, ki'u nena mizev ha-shchina. So it means that anyone who gets benefit from the same meal as a talmud chacham, it's as if they're getting benefit from the shchina itself. Now another teaching from Rabbi Yavin. So someone who's leaving his friend, don't say go with peace, bishalom, rather say lishalom, say go to peace. Basically, we're trying to push people to get even better. So lech lishalom is a statement that you can continue to grow, keep getting better. Shari Yisro shamar lo l'moshe lech lishalom. Allah v'hitzliach. So he told Moshe lech lishalom, and Moshe went and got more successful. David shamar lo la'avshalom lech bishalom, and David said to Avshalom, go with peace, bishalom, halach v'nislan. He went and he was hanged, and it did not work out for him well. V'yamar Rabbi Yavin Alevi, a fifth teaching of Rabbi Yavin Alevi. Anif darmin amei, someone who leaves a dead person. Al yomar lo lech lishalom, ela lech bishalom. So the opposite, you want to say lech bishalom instead of lech lishalom. Shenem Rabbi Atatavo be'avosecha bishalom. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Levi Bar Chia. Rabbi Levi Bar Chia says, Hayotze mi beis ha-kenesses v'nichnas le beis ha-medrash ve'oseik ba'torah. So someone who leaves the shul and goes to a beis medrash to go and study Torah, zocha makal p'nei shechina. He is going to merit to go and see the divine presence. Shenem Ar Yilchu Michael L'chayol Yirael Elokim B'tzion. You go Michael L'chayol, you go from strength to strength. This is talking about someone who's going from davening to going to learning, and this is going to be something good for you getting the shechina. Amar b'chia barashi, amar rav. Tamidei chacham in lahem menucha lo ba'olam hazeh v'lo ba'olam habas. Tamidei chacham don't rest in this world or in the next world. Shenamar yilchum yichayol echayol yira'eh el elokim mitzion. They go from great thing to great thing. They're going to continue to go and grow and get closer to Hashem in this world and in the next world. Now we are going to end with different teachings concerning the benefits of Talmidei Chachamim in this world. Amar Belazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim, Marav Shalom Ba'olam. So Talmidei Chachamim increase peace in the world. Shenem Rabbi Chomanayach Limudei Hashem Rav Shalom Banayach Al Tikrei Banayach Ella Bonayach. So it's talking about the builders of this world, the people who generate peace in this world. Those are the builders of the world, and these are the Talmidei Chachamim. Now we're going to have a few psukim that end the Masechta relating to peace. Shalom Rav Lo Aveso Rasecha Ve'in Lamo Michshol Yishol Mechel Achshava Bar Manosech Lamana Chay Vrei Adar Barna Shalom Bach Laman Beis Hashem Elokino Bach. We all daven all the time for peace. Amir Hashem, we should be able to find that very soon in our days. Hadron Allah Haroa Uslich Allah Meseches Brachos Mazel Tov and Shkach to everyone who has joined us on this journey. Mesech Shabbos is next. Mazel Tov again. This is Daf Samach Da'ud Aman Aleph.